بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، عن أبي إسحاق قال: سمعت البراء يقول: قرأ رجل الكهف وفي الدار دابة فجعلت تنفر، فنظر فإذا ضباب أو سحابة قد غشيته، فذكر ذلك للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: اقرأ فلان فإنها سكينة تنزلت عند القرآن أو تنزلت للقرآن. This is a authentic hadith narrated by Abu Ishaq. He says, I heard Al-Bara mentioning that a certain Sahabi, Usayd ibn Khudayr radiallahu anhu, once recited Surah Kahf, and there was an animal or a horse that was in his property. This animal started jumping, and it is mentioned in one narration that he feared that that animal might injure one of the children that was sleeping close by. So he looked up and he saw like a cloud, an illuminated cloud coming down, and it was enveloping him. So he stopped reciting and he went the next day to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he explained that this is what transpired last night. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, continue to recite. This was Sakina. This was tranquility, or it was a group of angels that had descended because of the Quran being recited. So we understand a few things. One is the recitation of Quran Sharif in our homes will bring nur, will bring sakina, will bring happiness, will bring angels into our homes, will bring barakah, will bring khair, and it will chase away the shayateen. So this is what we need to be doing daytime, nighttime. Be reciting the Quran in the home. And this is a special virtue of Surah Kahf, and that is why it appears here in the chapter of Surah Kahf. The virtue of Surah Kahf, especially on a Friday, we understand that among the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one great sunnat is to recite Surah Kahf. And we should not leave out the Surah Kahf every Friday, especially in these times of fitna. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned, من قرأ سورة الكهف في يوم الجمعة أضاء له من النور ما بينه وبين الجمعتين. That person that recites Surah Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a light shine for him from that Jumu'ah till the next Jumu'ah. And in one hadith it is mentioned, فهو معصوم إلى ثمانية أيام من كل فتنة. That for 8 days he'll be protected from all trials and fitna. وَإِنْ خَرَجَ الدَّجَّالُ عُصِمَ مِنْهُ. If Dajjal has to come out, then he will be protected from Dajjal. It is mentioned that a person should recite the entire surah. But if he cannot recite the entire surah, then at least the first 10 ayat and the last 10 ayat of Surah Kahf should be recited. There are different hadiths. One hadith says, مَنْ حَفِظَ عَشَرَ آيَاتِ مِنْ أَوَّلِ سُورَةِ الْكَهْفِ عُصِمَ مِنَ الدَّجَّالِ. Whoever memorizes the first 10 verses of Surah Kahf, then he will be protected from Dajjal. Another hadith says, مَنْ قَرَى الْعَشَرَ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْ سُورَةِ الْكَهْفِ عُصِمَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الدَّجَّالِ. Whoever recites the last 10 verses of Surah Kahf, he will be protected from Dajjal. So ulama have advised that we should try to memorize the first and last 10 verses of Surah Kahf. And we should also recite at least, at the very least, if a person can't recite the entire surah, at least the first 10 verses and the last 10 verses of Surah Kahf. In one hadith it is mentioned, مَنْ قَرَى سُورَةَ الْكَهْفِ وَآخِرَهَا كَانَتْ لَهُ نُورًا مِنْ قَدَمِهِ إِلَى رَأْسِهِ وَمَنْ قَرَأَهَا كُلَّهَا كَانَتْ لَهُ نُورًا مِنْ بَيْنِ الْأَرْضِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. That person that will read the first, last 10 verses of Surah Kahf, then a nur will be created for him from his feet till his head. His entire body will become illuminated. And that person that recites the entire surah, then there will be a nur for him from the heavens till the earth, from his feet, so to say, right till the skies. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can make amal.